dwelling in the old mound up there on Hilltop, with a ring of stones round. He's got loose again. Under earth he'll take you, poor Tom Bombadil. Pale and cold he'll make you. Go out, shut the door, and never come back after. Take away gleaming eyes, take your hollow laughter. Go back to Grassy Mound. On your stony pillow, lay down your bony head like old man Willow, like young Goldberry and badger folk in Burrow. Go back to buried gold and forgotten sorrow. Out fled Barrow-White through the window leaping, through the yard over wall like a shadow sweeping. Uphill wailing went back to leaning stone rings, back under lonely mound, rattling his bone rings. Old Tom Bombadil lay upon the pillow, sweeter than Goldberry, quieter than the willow, snugger than the badger folk or the barrow dwellers, slept like a humming top, snored like a bellows. He woke in morning light, whistled like a starling, sang, "Come, derry doll, merry doll, me darling." He clapped on his battered hat, boots and coat and feather, opened the window wide to the sunny weather. Wise old Bombadil, he was a wary fellow. Bright blue his jacket was, and his boots were yellow. None ever caught old Tom in upland or in dingle, walking the forest paths or by the withwindle, or out on the lily pools in boat upon the water. But one day Tom, he went and caught the river daughter, in green gown, flowing hair, sitting in the rushes, singing old water songs to birds upon the bushes. He caught her, held her fast. Water rats went scuttering, reeds hissed, herons cried, and her heart was fluttering. Said Tom Bombadil, "Here's my pretty maiden. You shall come home with me. The table is all laden, yellow cream, honeycomb, white bread and butter, roses at the windowsill and peeping round the shutter. You shall come under hill. Never mind your mother in her deep weedy pool. There you'll find no lover." Old Tom Bombadil had a merry wedding, crowned all with buttercups, hat and feathers shedding, his bride with forget-me-nots and flag-lilies for garland, was robed all in silver green. He sang like a starling, hummed like a honeybee, lilted to the fiddle, clasping his river maid round her slender middle. Lamps gleamed within his house, and white was the bedding. In the bright honeymoon badger folk came treading, danced down under hill, and old man Willow tapped at window-pane as they slept on the pillow. On the bank in the reeds, river woman sighing, heard old Barrow-White in his mound crying. Old Tom Bombadil heeded not the voices, taps, knocks, dancing feet, all the nightly noises. Slept till the sun arose and sang like a starling, "Hey, come, derry doll, merry doll, me darling." Sitting on the doorstep, chopping sticks of willow, while fair Goldberry combed her tresses yellow. The shadows where the mulips dwell are dark and wet as ink, and slow and softly rings their bell as in the slime you sink. You sink into the slime who dare to knock upon their door, while down the grinning gargoyles tear and noisome waters pour. Beside the rotting river strand the drooping willows weep, or crows stand croaking in their sleep. Over the Murlock mountains a long and weary way, in a mouldy valley where the trees are grey, by a dark pool's borders without wind or tide, moonless and sunless, the mulips hide. The cellars where the mulips sit are deep and dank and cold, with single sickly candle lit, and there they count their gold. Their walls are wet, their ceilings drip, their feet upon the floor go softly with a squish, flap, flip, as they sidle to the door. They peep out slyly, through a crack their feeling fingers creep, and when they've finished, in a sack your bones they take to keep. Beyond the Murlock mountains, a long and lonely road, through the spider shadows and the marsh of toad, and through the wood of hanging trees and the gallows weed, you go to find the mulips, and the mulips feed. When the moon was new and the sun young, of silver and gold the gods sung. In the green grass they silver spilled, and the white waters they with gold filled. Ere the pit was dug, or hell yawned, ere a dwarf was bred, or dragon spawned, there were elves of old, and strong spells under green hills in hollow dells they sang as they wrought many fair things, and the bright crowns of the elf kings. But their doom fell, and their song waned, by iron-hewn and by steel-chained, greed that sang not.